This is Coastside Conversations on KPDO 89.3 FM. My guest today is Alan Marks, a young student who has been mentored by his aunt, and he's going to talk about the artistic contribution he is going to be making to South Coast Artist Alliance for the special online art show taking place this year between August 14th and August 21st.
Please tell us how you became an artist and what kind of art you're going to be contributing.
I became an artist when I first saw that my aunt had a love for painting, and I decided that I wanted to try to join in too. So she inspired me to become an artist.
Awesome. And what is the subject matter, or what is the style that you use?
I don't know if I really use an exact style in painting.
Okay.
I just kind of paint whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I just really am not that much of an actual painter.
Okay, cool. And are you doing something abstract, or are you doing something that is a particular subject?
It's supposed to be a whale.
Oh. Okay, so that's a particular subject. Were you involved in the mural at the high school? Did you contribute your art to the mural that had the whales and other marine life on it?
No.
Oh, okay. Have you seen it?
No, I am not, actually.
Oh, okay. All right. So what made you decide to do a whale?
My family has a love of whales, and so I thought it would be fun to try to paint.
It sounds great. And was it fun to paint it?
It was fun to paint. I learned a lot about just basically paint shades.
Uh-huh. And so can you tell me about the process? In other words, did you have to try many times to get it right, or how did it go?
I tried to make a completely different whale, but the couple times that I've tried to make a painting, it's been basically get a rough outline and then just kind of see what you can make from there. Mm-hmm. Because you're not going to get what you initially make.
Huh. So interesting.
Just kind of create your rough outline and then detail it afterwards.
Okay. So you learn that in the process, that you have to expect the unexpected.
Yeah.
So how big is this work of art? How big is this painting?
It's a 12 by 12 canvas, inch canvas.
And what materials did you use? Did you have a canvas and oil paints, or what was your materials?
I used a canvas and acrylic paint.
Ah, acrylic paint. Okay. So acrylic paint can be very bright, very vibrant. So what colors did you use?
A lot of different shades of blue, some green and yellow, and some dark purple.
And what was the kind of whale that it was, or is it just any old kind of whale?
It's actually up to the viewer of what kind of whale they think it is. It's not really a specific type.
Awesome. Okay. And so did you have fun doing it? Did it take a really long time, or did you have fun with it?
I had a lot of fun with it. It did take a little while, but it was a lot of fun making it.
That's great. All right, and who helped you with the materials? Did your folks get that?
My aunt. I painted this with her under her guidance.
Oh, good. Awesome. So that's great to have a mentor, somebody who's encouraging you along the way. And so when you were talking to her about it, I take it she was supportive. She wanted to help you out.
She was very supportive. She let me borrow her paint and her brushes, and she gave me all sorts of tips of, like, if you want this to stand out, use this, and just taught me how the best to improve my whale.
That's awesome. So do you think that you'll keep doing this kind of thing? Did you enjoy it?
I really did enjoy it. I think I would like to continue doing this.
Fabulous. And so is this the first time that you've contributed art to the South Coast Artists Alliance?
It's the first time I've contributed art. At the other art, last year in an art show, one of my paintings from the school that I had made got put in, and I didn't even realize that I had entered it, apparently.
Oh,
apparently the school had... Mm.
They did it for you.
Mm-hmm. They apparently entered my painting.
Well, you know, I mean, there is a lot of art that is submitted by the school district, but that is a statement that you have some talent that they saw in there. So when you were doing this particular artwork, this whale that you did you feel good about it? Like, I think I'll do this some more. I'm going to be making either more whales or more paintings.
I feel really good about it, and I think I'd like to try making some more whales and mm-hmm. other paintings like that.
Awesome.
My painting was actually made right before we went whale watching, and we didn't know we were going to go whale watching at the time, though, so it ended out being a good thing. So I think I may, next time I do a whale, have more experience in making it because I've seen the whales.
Oh, that's always good. That's great. Although, as you say, you know, we all have our idea of what a whale is, and if your painting just evokes that memory or that concept, you know, that's what artwork does. So, like you say, it doesn't have to be a particular whale, right? It's just a whale in concept. So it sounds really good. I can't wait to see it.
However, the shape of the whale was a little bit hard to capture, but it was a fun challenge.
That's great. I think that is the amazing part. You know, trying to get art the way you want it to look is the challenge, right? So you have to keep working at that and getting better at it. And so did your aunt help you with that too? Like, keep going. It's all right. Just try it.
She helped me, like, if I thought it was, like, if it didn't look very good and it needed improvement and I thought it needed improvement as well, she would tell me how best I wanted to improve it, what ways to do that.
Okay, and that's helpful.
She pointed out some things as well.
So how many tries, how many different times did you work on it before you got it the way you wanted it?
I actually just spent one full thing of just going straight through with it.
Oh, I see.
And in the end, it looked slightly weird, but it's kind of like, if somebody thinks it's good, then I suppose that's their opinion, and if they like it, that's great.
But you like it, right? You're willing to present it to the public, so you want somebody in the audience to like it, right? Well, I think that is one of the things I've heard from other artists too, that it's a challenge to get the art to be presentable. And, you know, they want to be satisfied that the audience will appreciate it and enjoy it. So that's the challenge. So when you say one, you know, kind of go through, how many hours did that take?
From beginning and including cleanup and setup, it was about 2.5 hours.
Okay, so that's quite an effort all at one time. That's fortunate that you could finish it in 1-2.5 hour time period, because I've heard many people say, hey, they've worked on something for days or even months. So that's actually pretty good. And I'm glad you challenged yourself to do that. Now, one of the things that they said is at the art show, there's going to be two kinds of art. One is raffle art. In other words, people can buy raffle tickets and then choose an art piece that they want to get a raffle to, you know, that they'll want to get a chance to buy. And then there's also going to be art that people will have for sale on their own website. And I wonder, are you going to be creating any more art that would be on your website or some website?
I'm probably going to create one more piece. Mm-hmm. And then that will probably be it.
And will it be on any website?
I think I'm going to submit it into the show because I don't necessarily have my own website.
Right. Okay. One of the things everybody wondered is, would there be any place where people could actually go see a piece of art? And I should just tell you that on August 20th, which is, you know, during the week when the art will be for sale, there will be a couple of pop-up art tents. One will be at the farmer's market, and one will be in front near KPDO's truck. It's going to be on a website. So it's good to
know. Is there a way I could put it up so that people can buy it and like they can just, if they would like to have it, just buy it without like doing a raffle or having to go somewhere other than the show?
Yeah, I think what you need to do is you can send them a photograph of it, and it will be on, they want to create a web page for every artist. And so if you say, you know, take a really good picture of the whole thing, and send that picture and say, this is the picture I would like to be on the web page for the South Coast Artists Alliance, then I bet you that they can set up a page for you and you wouldn't have to have it in one place. The website that they're going to set up is called scaa-artists.org. And inside that website, they will have a page for each artist that is contributing their art to the South Coast Artists Alliance, and they would put it up on a page within their website that was just for you. Does that sound like that's what you're wanting?
That sounds great. Okay. I would really appreciate it if I could manage to fit in my painting into there.
Okay. And I'm very impressed, honestly, that you stayed on it and you went to get the help that you needed and you actually created something. So why don't you tell us, you know, what your age is, what grade you're in, and where you got started with wanting to do your artwork?
My name is Alan Marks. I'm 11 years old, and I actually just finished the sixth grade at Pescadero Middle School.
Okay. Have you taken art in action?
I have done art in action once in the fifth grade, and I had an art teacher in sixth grade who we sort of near the end of the year had half art time. So like once a week we would go have like half a period of art.
I guess it's your aunt that helped the most. So your aunt, how long has your aunt been an artist?
Myself, I actually don't know, but at least for several years.
Okay. Well, great. Well, it's awesome that you have somebody like that in the family, isn't it? Really can be helpful. And I think it could inspire other kids your age or even, you know, older that, hey, you know, take advantage of the possibility of learning how to do the art you're interested in. If you've got somebody right there who's willing to help you, that's ideal. That's the best way to do it. So how long have you been working with your aunt on art?
I've actually only been working with my aunt on art for like a couple months.
Okay. Well, that's great.
That's awesome. When I actually started to make art, because I've never actually made real art before. Mm-hmm. I've done the occasional like oil pastel in school before, but not really an actual painting.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, you've got to start somewhere, don't you? Are you coming back to Pescadero after the summer? Are you going to be in the middle school again?
I will be in the Pescadero Middle School again for seventh grade next year.
Okay, great. So it looks like you live out in the Redwoods, or at least your aunt lives out in the Redwoods.
We both do, actually.
Do you? So middle school's down in Pescadero. And so did you go to elementary school in Pescadero or La Honda?
I went in elementary in La Honda for fifth grade. However, I used to do elementary in Georgia.
Wow, that's a long way to come. So you guys moved out here when you were in the fourth grade, I take it, or between fourth and fifth?
I had just finished the fourth grade.
Okay. Well, Ellen, I'm very impressed that you wanted to do this. I really appreciate it. Thank you for making a contribution to the South Coast Artists Alliance and to the community. South Coast Artists Alliance does a great deal of work for the community. And so when you sell your artwork, do you have hopes of doing some more artwork with your aunt in the future?
I do. It's a lot of fun, and I actually hope that I can just make art so that I can have it or sell it again or just have the art.
That's great. Okay, well, it's really fun talking to you, and I hope that you do really well with the art show. It's not very long from now. I mean, it sounds like a long time, but I think it's only like 6 weeks or so before the show starts. So I wish you success, not just with this particular painting, but with whatever art or work that you do. So thanks so much for doing this. I appreciate it. I think everybody does.
Thank you.